Listening Library presents A to Z Mysteries, The White Wolf by Ron Roy. Read for you by David Pitu. Chapter 1.
There he is!
Shouted Ruth Rose. She pointed at the sky, where a small seaplane was getting ready to land. Dink, Josh, and Ruth Rose were standing on a pier in Essex, Connecticut. It was a warm summer morning, and Ruth Rose was dressed in lavender from her headband down to her sneakers. Even her sneaker laces were lavender.
It's so cool that planes can land on the water, Dink said.
His full name was Donald David Duncan, but everyone called him Dink. As the kids watched, the seaplane touched the top of the water. Small rainbows formed as water shot into the air. Then the plane piloted toward them.
I see Walker,
Josh said, waving at the plane. Walker was Wallace Wallace's brother. Wallace was a famous mystery writer. The kids had met her and Walker when they came to Connecticut. Then the kids had visited Wallace at her castle in Maine. Walker waved back and taxied the seaplane to the end of the pier.
Hi, guys, he said, grinning. Ready to fly? We sure are,
Josh said. He, Dink, and Ruth Rose grabbed their backpacks.
Hand me your stuff, and I'll help you climb aboard, Walker said.
A few yards away, Dink's mother tooted her car horn. Dink waved and watched his mother drive away. When the kids were all inside the plane's cockpit, Walker showed them how to fasten their seatbelts for the ride. This will be a short flight, Walker said when the kids were all buckled up. We'll be in Acadia National Park before you know it.